I fully get that. And I don't really have an opinion about that one way or another. It's sad in the sense that it's the end of an era and it is a major change in things, because I met so many people through Pride 48. Initially, it was just through individual podcasters that I met, and I would meet other podcasters through them and so on. But then as Pride 48 came together and I was involved in Pride 48, I hosted a show in the first years of the remote event, and was host all sorts of things like that, host at one point. But I originally started just by meeting podcasters individually. The first show I was on other than my own was an Archer Radio group show, and I met Big Fatty through Archer Radio.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't really have an opinion about Big Fatty one way or another.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4111 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 8th of November, 2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and we'll see. Yeah, in other words, Big Fatty, you got nothing, right?
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, birthday boys. Extra greeters, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, we had an extra greeter there wishing Big Fatty a... y'all, we started off with Randy up there in the Penis, Slovenia. You know, he's the number three fan of the BFO for 2023. And y'all, then we had none other than the Nip, Big Fatty. I expected shenanigans from him. I did too. And yeah, and then of course that alien voice is none other than the one and only Ick. And then, y'all, our fourth voice today, y'all, he's the number one fan, times two, I say two, of the BFO, y'all, that's that Bill in St. Louis, Big Fatty. Why did we have to have all four? Well, because the four of them are amongst the people that are having a celebration. Big Fatty, a celebration of exiting the birth canal between now and next Wednesday. So, y'all, that's why there's an extra one. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely.
For Mr. Moose and Mr. Green Jeans too, and jolly old Captain Kangaroo are asking you to stay in the treasure house today.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
And speaking of celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, today we have not one, but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard one of them. You heard one of them. Wish Big Fatty a good morning, Big Fatty. Y'all, he's the number three fan, the BFO for 2023. Y'all, he's been to Charleston, visited the villa, and y'all, he and Shy Tom, Big Fatty, can you stay awake and before the segment's over? Yes, I'm going to try. It is none other than the one and only Randy, up there in the Penis, Slovenia. Big Fatty, we love Randy in the Penis, Slovenia. We do indeed, and y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I've met this person several times at the G'day's Vodka Fest, I believe. And y'all, he's, y'all, I saw on the Twix yesterday, y'all, that he bought him a new car, and y'all, it looked like, what did it look like? Neon yellow, y'all, it kind of looked like a color the skull would wear. Y'all, and I asked, his husband, that nudie in Tampa, if it was, electric, and, but y'all, Guru Nudie's too busy making pizza pies in the pizza pie oven and buying donkey carts. But y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only husband to Guru Nudie. Y'all, that's Karl Lagerfeld. Big lady, we love Karl Lagerfeld. It's true. So y'all, if you see Randy in the Penis Slovenia or Karl Lagerfeld on the Twix or the Metaspace or the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools or on the side of the road from being pulled over in a neon yellow car, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. Yes, we do.
Happy birthday.
Happy music and coupon day. They just go hand in hand. They do indeed. Y'all, let me see. After I spoke to you yesterday, now let me think here. Y'all, I just had a quiet evening here at the villa. Y'all, the Nip stopped by. Hadn't seen him since, I don't know, Thursday or something like that. Maybe Wednesday. But he evidently had a fun weekend. Went out with Granny and Durwood on Fright Night, and Durwood and the Nip, they went and had a little bite to eat, and then they met Granny out at the bar here near the villa. Near the big circle, because you know, Granny, y'all can't. Oh no, he'd be bloated if he ate before. Oh no, I don't want to be bloated, Granny. Well, I can see why his pants are tight enough as they are. Well, anyway, anyway, they went out, and evidently there was this over-serving. Yes, Big Betty. And then on Saturday, y'all, they had hooked up with some friends of Jonathan's y'all had a little impromptu oyster roast, and they had scrimps and the beef chili. Because, you know, the Nip doesn't eat the seafood. No, Big Fatty, that's why he hates oyster crackers. It's true. And, y'all, after he left, I watched the Jeopardy, and then there was something on the TV machine that I wanted to watch, but I don't remember what it was. Can't recall off the top of my head, but I just watched the TV machine. Y'all, I crawled into the bed a little bit later than normal. I was trying to stay up a little bit later. I think I crawled in about 9:15 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, you're up late. And y'all, it paid off. I did not wake up until about 5 minutes before 6 a.m. in the morning. Oh, Big Fatty. So y'all, the old body clock is adjusting to the, y'all, I've heard several people say that it's very hard to when we switch to daylight saving time here in November, y'all we return to standard time, and y'all that Holly from the enormous little show sent me a little thing saying that the medical professionals say that it is much better on the human body if we were to remain on standard time year round. Y'all, I don't care one way or the other. I wish we'd just choose one. But, cause y'all, it's the days are still good. If we don't change, if we left it at daylight saving time, y'all, the days are still going to get shorter. And, so it's, you know, it's just whatever. But anyway, and y'all, but I got up and TT'd, and then I crawled back into the engine bar, and I slept until about 10 minutes to 7. And, you know, as we all know, Miss Gail King waits for no one. So I got up, I read the paper, had my breakfast, drank my coffee, did my puzzles. And, y'all, then I was off from the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, did the big circle, y'all, they're working on the crematorium decorations, and, lots of lights in the bushes. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, by the way, I bought me some, lights for my bushes. Y'all, I hadn't been real happy with the ones I've had. And I'm trying something new. So anyway, we'll see how it works out. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, I know what I did. While the nip was here, y'all, I had to move a little bookcase that's on one side of my TV machine, because y'all, in that corner of the living room, y'all, that's where the crematory goes. And y'all, I'm hoping to have the crematory up this week. Not necessarily decorated, but just in the house. But y'all, I've got to get the jar. I've got to get the jar over here. And Veda said he said anytime, just let him know. So y'all, I had to clear that space out. And anyway, hopefully he'll, y'all, the thing is just too damn heavy. And you know, the jar is pretty damn heavy himself. Yes, Big Fatty. And so you know, he's kind enough to volunteer. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I had to fill out my Medicare. Y'all, I'm having my Medicare annual checkup on Friday. And one of the questions is, have you needed help in bathing or using the toilet or eating or and thank goodness it didn't say need help moving the heavy crematory out of the storage area into the villa, because I'd have to say yes to that. But because y'all, I'm too old for that. But you know, thank goodness there are young people with backs that haven't gone out on them yet. But anyway, after my nipple walk, y'all, I hopped into old Ruby Red. Y'all, I decided I was going to go and see if by chance the Walmart had the Archway Bells and Stars. Y'all, I am Bells and Stars denied this season already. And so I went to look and they didn't have it. Y'all, I just picked up another little package of cream horns, because, you know, Big Fatty's got to have a little something sweet in the mornings. And then I came back here to the villa, and I've been, I've just had a relaxing morning and early afternoon. Y'all, I fixed me a bagged solid. This was a new one. It was called the Smokehouse Solid. And y'all, it was a kind of a smoky, barbecue-y, I tell you, dressing. And then it was barbecue croutons and shredded Gouda cheese. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I had that for my lunch. And because, you know, the Nip and I will be going over to Shady Pines to have supper with the ladies. And y'all, they've already checked in, said, oh, we're looking forward to it. And so anyway, did that, and y'all, I, excuse me, I am running the dishwasher, you know, all the basic standard kinds of things. Y'all have been monitoring the Big Brother app, and y'all, you know, they're down to the final three, because they said, bye, Felicia, and it's just that Bowie Jane and Jag and Matt. And y'all, spoiler alert, you'll learn about it on the Big Brother app later tonight. Matt won the first part of the three-part head of household. And so, y'all, it's Bowie Jane and Jag competing in pot number two. I think it's going on right now. I do not have results from that. But y'all, don't forget, put it on your VRC. The finale is Thursday night, two-hour finale. And y'all, it's 100 days, 100 days. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Not my weekend. Big Fatty. Let's just go ahead and play the downtown music. Well, that pretty much... Y'all, it gets worse. It just gets worse. Yes, Big Fatty, but it gets worse faster for some than it does for others. Guilty as charged. Now, y'all, I just want to take a moment here at the end of the little show. Y'all, when I was on my nipple walk this morning, I had not listened to the Monday Little Geeky Gay show. And so I was listening to that as I was taking my nipple walk. And as soon as the old Crooked Hat started talking, I said, oh, something's happened. And y'all, evidently, Mittens and Crooked Hat's dog, Sydney, not Miss Bacon's daughter. Y'all, she's got some internal health problems, and it doesn't sound good at all. And I could hear the worry and the stress of the unknown in old Crooked Hat's voice. So y'all, send old Crooked Hat a little puppy hug for Sydney and for he and Mitten. And y'all just keep them in your thoughts, because y'all, you know, as the old gal says, they're our four-legged children. Yes, Big Fatty, keep them in your thoughts. Oh, dear God, see y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'll be heading over to the Vons East at some point. I don't know when. Probably Big Fatty, probably exactly the same time you go every Wednesday. Well, probably so. But anyway, y'all, and I just want to remind everybody, if you want to send me a y'all, you can do that. You can call it in, or you can record it and e-letter it to me, or just stop by the villa and record it for me. Yes, Big Fatty, be careful. They might do that. I know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Arthur from down there in the future. And Arthur, I'm just curious, what do you think of Big Fatty's little show he does daily?
I don't really have an opinion about Big Fatty one way or another.
Oh, well, I guess that's better than everybody else. You know, they just unsubscribe.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.